flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Jewel. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Lori. How are you?
I'm just Jim Dandy, as they say. That's what I'm sticking
well, I know
to.
You're busy today. You're super busy today. I know that.
Well, you know what, though? I'm busy, but it's doing stuff busy. It's phone busy. It's bill paying busy. It's organizing things. It's phone. It was all a lot of like things that I had to take care of phone wise. I had to have conversations, some meetings, those kind of things. So not out of my office, and then Kosh is here. So it's a little crazy here today, but in a good way. The sun was out, and I'm happy and. And so that's a good thing. And it's warming up. It started to get warmer, the middle of the day on Thursday. So you know it's coming. Things are looking up. So but anyway, so we had a nice week. Last week we kind of talked about about the red carpet that I did for the red carpet interviews that I did for Scranton tomorrow. At the Art House on the first night, the 17th on Friday night for the ice camera action for the ice festival. And Jewel, it really went well. We had a lot of fun. There were a nice group of people. I was talking to Noelle Snyder, who I did not know is the manager at the Art House. I was so happy to see her. She used to work for CMC when Wendy Wilson. She used to work for Wendy, and I'm looking at her, and I knew, because she has beautiful eyes, she has real big, pretty eyes like you do, and I thought, and she came right over to me, and I said, oh, my God. She said, Laura, I've been here 2 years, and I absolutely love it. I said, well, this is wonderful. It's wonderful that the involvement in the downtown, and this place is great, and I love to come to movies here, haven't recently. Prefer to go there than anywhere else. And I said, I got to get in there because there's a few movies I want to see. And as I say to you, at my resolution, which I don't have, but my goals are all, because I don't like the word resolution, but my goals are always to read more and to go to more movies. So hopefully I can tell you at the end of the year I did just that and get down there. Now that I know Noelle is there, and I'm so happy. I'm just so happy because she's such a doll. So that went well. They did a great job, I have to say. The ice looked beautiful all over town. Guess who I got to meet in person too, Jewel?
Oh.
She's someone who's been on our show. Saunders.
You finally met Jen. Wonderful.
She came right up to me. She was with her daughter, and I even interviewed her on the red carpet talking about her female entrepreneurism and that she owns two businesses. And I said, and in Jen's case, she went into this store and the woman was going to close. And so she said, I'll buy it. And so now she runs two stores with the help of her daughter. I found out that Northern Light also has gluten-free wraps, which I'm always looking for a place who carries wraps because my dear, dear friends at the downtown deli always have them, and I'm always happy to do that. And I'm just a wrap girl. I've always been. They're just the best. Meyer loves them. Like I just love them. So anyway, I was so happy to hear that. I met her daughter, and she came right up to me, and we had the nicest conversation. So it was just, it was a busy night of people coming and going. Kelly stepped in for me because I was originally told I had to do the opening for the general public at the mall, and then I was told I didn't. So then I kind of relied on I wasn't and made some plans, and then so Kelly did pick up the rear for me on that end, but I did, you know, ECTV, it will air, and it was just a lot of fun. It was a beautiful night. Everyone was in a good mood, very well represented as far as the board members for Scranton Tomorrow. So it was a lot of fun. So, and it looked beautiful, and we got good coverage, post coverage, and I thought it was great. So we were happy to see it go, and the ice is still standing, and we'll see how it goes next year. But it was a beautiful night and a lot of energy and excitement in the downtown. So can't beat that.
No,
and
these events are great.
What else?
Economy. Well, I wanted to ask you, Laura, how can we see, when is this going to air on ECTV, or did I miss it?
No, it will air a few times. Mark's waiting for me. He called me during the week because he wants to know if we have any, and maybe you may know this too, Jewel. Do they have stills of all of the ice sculptures? Does somebody go around and take photos of everyone? I would assume they do, right? Someone from the...
So, yes, I am not in possession of any of them, but I bet you can get those. We can find out about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to call Les. I meant to do it. Mark called me yesterday and asked me if I could, and I just forgot. So that's going to remind me that I will do that because he wants to add those so he can show every single one of them on air.
How nice.
Who he wasn't able. Yeah, so we'll do that. We'll take care of that. But yeah, it was great. So I don't know yet when it'll air, Julie. I can ask Mark what the schedule will be for at least for the first month, and then we'll put it on. But I don't know. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
Well, that's all right. Let me know, and I will post it on our Facebook page and on Instagram when it's going to air. And for our listeners out there who haven't followed us yet on social media, they should do that, The Laurie Cadden Show, on Facebook and Instagram. And we appreciate, I want to give a shout out to everybody who has been following and liking and engaging with us. We have such wonderful listeners, and we appreciate everyone who's engaging. It's nice to know that people are listening to what we say and that they're having some fun with what we say. And I really do appreciate that. Those numbers rise every day, every week. You know, I see the difference. So, yeah. So we'll just put it up on our social when you know it's airing, and people can find out that way.
Okay. I'll let you know for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So other than that, Julie, and then it was a freezing weekend, and this is the truth. I knew ahead of time, of course, as everyone else did, that it was going to be freezing cold on the Monday and Tuesday. So I was supposed to have a dentist appointment, which was canceled. So I, in the weekend, I was home purposely. I was a busy week, and I was out a little bit later on Friday night. And so for the weekend, we were watching the games because I'm a big football fan, and I knew who I wanted to win. And so I, you know, prayed to the football gods that each team that I wanted would win. Pretty much most of them did, especially the Eagles, my number one. And so we watched the games. We kind of stayed home. We, you know, made some food. We just had a good weekend of staying home. And then on Monday and Tuesday, I made sure I had a couple board meetings on Tuesday, but they were all Zoom. I had three of them, and they were Zoom. So I Good. Was able, one, it started at 8 o'clock in the morning, but I was like, I didn't have to go out Monday because my dentist appointment was canceled in the morning, so I didn't have to go out. It was supposed to be later afternoon. And then Tuesday, I didn't make a plan because I knew I had those meetings that I could do, so I was home. So I was home, other than being out on my porch or my deck or what, I did not get in a car or leave my house Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I was in my house, and I loved every minute of it.
I didn't
Honest
go out
to God.
Either.
I got so much done, so much accomplished.
Yeah, yeah, you can. I was worried, though, that my car wasn't going to start because it's,
no, mine,
you know, it's not a new car.
You should
right
start
up.
It every now and then. Yeah, there you
it
go.
It started right up. Yeah, I was thinking
there
Mazda.
You go.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's always a good thing when that happens. And I got, you know, I had a busy day on Wednesday then, so I was out and about and thrilled to be out then because it was sunny and beautiful and freezing, but still, I love when the sun's out because everything's better when the sun's out. So it was nice, and it was good, Jewel. And Jewel, I have bought a new pair of boots with heels that I haven't worn in years and years and years, and just like a 2-inch, 2.5-inch chunky heel, and I wore them all day. I thought, I'm doing this, and they were like ankle boots, zip up, and I had like a long straight sweater skirt because it was so warm, and a turtleneck sweater, and it's a great outfit. Okay. But anyway, I had the shoes on, and I managed to pull it off for the whole day. I stayed in those shoes, walked around, got in and out with snow and you know, just thinking, okay. But I was so proud of myself because I have not had them on. And, you know, having lost some weight, it's a lot different because, you know, I have a bad knee. And so weight loss from that is just, for the knee, is just so much better. And added a little bit of a height to my heel. And guess what? I did okay. So I'm quite proud of myself. I'm telling you all
Excellent.
Out there. It was a very proud moment for me that I was able to swing the shoes in, like, snow-ish. And, you know, not sure. I thought, should I do this? What if there's some black ice? I have to walk through some parking lots, you know. But,
you have to be careful. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be careful. But it was, I did it, baby. So, yes. But, yes.
I have no doubt you could do it. I mean, look, I pretty much wear heels almost all the time. It's very rare that you see me in flat shoes.
Yep, yeah. Never do. And haven't, because I tore my meniscus, didn't have anything done, my own fault, and then arthritis set in. And so I have a bad, both of my knees are not good, but the right one's worse. And so I haven't been able to wear heels because you're at a little bit of an angle. But I bought new ones that are chunkier, and, yeah, I was thrilled. So,
You can do it. Absolutely. I'm a shoe person. Shoes are one of the things that I like to buy. I have a thing for shoes. Probably more so even than clothes. I have a hard time like resisting a good shoe. And I'm a fan of a well-crafted, well-balanced, nice-looking shoe. And I don't think that you have to sacrifice style for comfort. I think you can have both, but you have to just shop around and see.
Well, it has
you
to be the right one. Yeah, I did.
Absolutely.
Yep, I was very happy, and it was comfortable, and we did a good job. So it all worked, and it makes sense when you can accomplish those minor little things not minor. In my case, it was major because I haven't, and it's been years, Jewel, years. So I'm happy that I was able to pull that off and you know, add to it. And coming up, and I know Micah, we're going to get to Micah soon, but Micah Woodard is coming up next, Jewel, and for ERA One Source Realty. He's going to be on in a minute as soon as we take our next break. But speaking of fashion, we're going to talk a little bit about his wonderful store at Lavish and his beautiful bride, Lauren, and talk a little bit about that in the downtown and Micah's involvement in real estate and why he thought he would do that. And Sunita, when she and I spoke, and as she has always been one of our dear, dear, dear A dear friend of mine, my license is there as well, but she's such a great supporter of ours and a sponsor. And she said, I'd like you to, for my next show, I'd like you to talk to Micah. And he's a brand new agent, and you get some perspective on what it's like to decide to get into this business, having another business, and what it can do for you and your business, both businesses. So we're going to talk to him in a couple minutes. And, Julie, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for Season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging Season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie DeMille of Julie DeMille Communications, who is the producer of this show. And, Jewel, tell everybody what you do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedemille.com.
Yes, and Jewel, with us is a good man, a man who keeps very busy, as we were just talking about. And I am thrilled he's on the show, Mr. Michael Woodard, who is the co-owner of Lavish, as well as the Drip Bar, which are right next door to one another on Adams Avenue in the 200 block of Adams. Beautiful location. You cannot miss Lavish. You cannot miss Lavish. We're coming down Biden, going across Adams. It's so beautiful. I love those chandeliers. I say it all the time, Micah. It's gorgeous. They are so, you just can't help but look at it, and it's so tastefully done. It's beautiful. But Micah is here, too, because he is taking on a new adventure, and that is he just became a real estate agent and has signed on with ERA, One Source Realty, who is one of our sponsors, as I said before. And he's here to talk to you a little bit about kind of what it's like to take the dive into real estate, having other businesses, being an entrepreneur. And let's face it, Micah, as a real estate agent, that's sort of what you are too. It is your own. You are a contracted service to the broker. You have to have a broker to sell real estate as an agent. And that's how it works. You can do as much or as little as you want, but the opportunities are there. So before we say that, Micah, tell us a little bit about Lavish, how long you've been there, and the Drip Bar.
Well, first of all, thank you so much. Like that was genuinely one of the kindest things that I've heard about Lavish and Drip Bar and myself. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you having me on. My wife and I, we bought Lavish about 10 years ago, just over 10 years ago. My wife worked there, and many people know the previous owners, Matt Drace and John Chernis, some of our best friends, and they were ready to move on. And the opportunity presented itself, and that phrase opportunity presented itself has kind of been a theme throughout my entrepreneurial career over the past decade. And, you know, we purchased a business when it was located on Linden Street, and over the years grew the business, moved it to 200 Adams. And then just kind of the business continually evolved with those opportunities that presented themselves. You know, when we purchased the business, it was a home decor store that had a small salon attached to it. And then we evolved into a spa, and then we evolved the home decor store into more of a gift, clothing, furniture, and moving into the new location at 200 Adams really gave us the opportunity and the space to grow that business over the past 10 years. And then about 2 years ago, a good friend of ours, Melissa Yancey, she came to us with an idea My wife and I, we were looking for the possibility of getting into another business venture, and we were kind of thinking in the franchise space. It was something different for us, a different flavor of small business, and she brought the idea of Drip Bar to us. So we walked down that road, and it's really grown and evolved over the past 2 years. It's been really helpful for people with long-term health issues, and, you know, it was kind of nice because Lavish, you know, at Lavish we really focus on beauty and beauty in your home and beauty, you know, in clothing and beauty, you know, with your hair and your skin and all those things, you know, but with Drip Bar, it complemented it so well because it was that, you know, beauty and health on the inside. So those two things worked really well together. And it's just been really, it's honestly, it's been, you know, an honor of a lifetime to have those two things and to see them grow the way they have and to do that with my wife. And now, you know, all the people that I get to work with, it's been an absolute blast for the past decade.
Yeah, I think it's great, and you're right. It's not, and let's face it, beauty starts from the inside, right? So that makes sense because
Absolutely.
You do. You have your salon as well as your store with all of the wonderful things you have there. It all goes hand in hand. So tell me then, Micah, how you decided to take the plunge into the real estate world. What made you think about that? And then actually, because let's face it, and I say this to everyone, this is not, you just don't, oh, I want to be an agent. You got to go through the schooling and then the test, and then you have to figure out who you're going to go with, and you have to talk to people and see who's the best fit for you, and then you have to join the board, and you have to pay for the MLS. A lot of, it's not just like, oh, it's a breeze. There's a lot of things, step-by-step and goals you have to reach before you move to the next level. So how did you decide that that's something you wanted to do?
So to be completely honest with you, I started down this path a little over a year ago, and it just started with conversations with friends. You know, being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, there's a lot of freedom there. There's a lot of responsibility, but there's a lot of freedom in being your own boss. And, you know, having conversations with other people, and multiple times it came up, the whole idea of, you know, real estate and how it's been so great in so many of my friends' lives, and it's really changed their lives, changed their relationship to the community. And those natural conversations, you know, started to just kind of work in my brain a little bit. You know, it's a crazy thing to say at 42 years old, but there's still a part of me that was kind of wondering what I was going to do for a career when I grew up, even at 42. You know, kind of looking for that thing that was, that just really I could pour myself into that I was passionate about. And to be completely honest with you, I didn't know that was real estate. But I had those conversations about a year ago. I started looking into the programs. I started looking into the business more, which I already knew a little bit about. You know, my wife and I, when we were younger, we bought and flipped a couple of houses over the years. So we're familiar with the process of, you know, home improvement, buying and selling, you know, having a business in multiple locations. I'm familiar with commercial real estate. I'm familiar with that process of purchasing, you know, rentals, leases. So that's kind of a world I already live in a little bit. And as I started walking down this road, I didn't realize how much I was going to grow to love it. You know, I heard from so many people that having a real estate license is a good resource to have in your back pocket. So I signed up for the course. I began taking the course. And over the weeks and months, I took my sweet time taking this course. They give you 6 months to take it. I took, you know, 5 months and 29 days. So I really took my time taking the course, really absorbing it, really learning it as well as I could. And over the course of those 6 months, I kind of fell in love with the business. I fell in love with the idea of real estate and, you know, how it works, how it functions behind the scenes, how there's so many aspects to it. It's not just buying and selling homes. There's commercial, there's leasing, there's subsurface land leasing rights for oil and gas. There's surface leasing rights for solar. You know, when you look at commercial, there's so many aspects to it. It's residential, there's so many aspects to it. And as I took this course, it was the first time that I ever studied something deeply, researched something deeply, and fell in love with it in the process. That did not mean, though, that it came easy. I'm not a natural test taker. I'm a natural people person. So for me, you know, I really took the time to study and pour myself into it, and you know, was able to pass the test here a little bit ago. And then for me, again, it was that I don't, in my mind, I never knew what this looked like, because it's not like I had a goal a year ago of this is what I want to do with this license or with this career. And as I had those conversations with different people, and then the conversation evolved into a conversation with ERA, it really evolved into something more concrete that I could really sink my teeth into. And, you know, to be completely honest with you, I'm still early in the process. There's still a lot of training that I have to do. There's still a lot of things that I need to learn, some systems, some marketing systems, you know, some back-end MLS systems. But I'm loving this process. I'm loving the learning aspect of it. And I'm just really excited because, for me, the most exciting times of my life have always revolved around buildings and homes and locations and the events, the life events, the family events that happen in those places. So I'm really excited to get more heavily involved and help other people in the northeastern PA area, you know, be able to find that home where they can raise their families or that commercial location where they can start their first business. To me, that's just exciting. And so I'm having the time of my life with this.
Well, and that's wonderful, and that's the enthusiasm we need in this business, is because that's what you have to do. And that makes perfect sense, because I didn't even think about that until you brought that up, is that you've been dealing with landlords and commercial space and paying for space and square footage and the whole, those things you learn and contracts and all those kind of things that you learn from being being a tenant and being able to have your business where you need it to be. So I never even thought about that, but that is the perfect segue in, number one. And number two, like you said, when you are a people person, I always say to people, I love the art. I love the art of the negotiation part of real estate. Like it's.
Yeah.
I can't. And I hate the paperwork. I hate all those. I want to go from you tell me and make it done, and the stuff in between drives me crazy. It's the negotiations and the figuring it out and making it work that drives my bus with that. It's just so exciting to me. And again, like you said, people, when you like being with people, it's a natural fit for anybody, because that's what it's all about, is helping people realize their dreams, whether it's their business or for their land or for their home and to raise a family and to live their long, happy life or whatever it may be, or taking care of someone who's gone through a divorce that they didn't think they were going to have to do. And now you step in to help that person, and that people need that. They need to have that kind of reliance on someone who knows the answers. So you'll see that happens. Now, how long, Micah, how long do you actually, how long are you in this so far? When did you finalize all your stuff? Because so it took you about a year. So did it just recently happen?
Yeah. So I the conversation started about a year ago. And I mean, 6 months ago, I signed up for the course. And, you know, the first, you know, for people that don't know, the real estate course is 75 hours. It's broken down into two parts, you know, 30 hours and then 45 hours. And then you do a national and a state exam. So the first 30 hours, I really stretched that out. I stretched that out throughout, you know, the fall and throughout the Christmas season with Lavish and Drip Bar. We were so busy and my time was so consumed with those two things that I didn't start the second half of the course until the 1st of January. And so I started that second half over the first week or so of January. I actually took my exams last Friday, so a week ago yesterday, and immediately reached out and said, listen, I don't know what this looks like, but I'm ready to jump on it, and I'm ready to jump in with both feet. You know, I'm excited for this. I think this is going to be, you know, great. And to your point, you know, like, I'm at home right now talking to you on the phone, looking out the window, and you said life events, you know, some good and some bad. I'm looking at an apartment building that's down the road and across the street from us. You know, when our son was diagnosed with a terminal illness, we had to sell our first home. You know, my wife and I, we had to sell our first home to pay the medical bills. And, you know, I look at this apartment and there was so many, you know, difficult but amazing times in this apartment building, and to be, you know, have had other homes in between, and now to be here in this home right across the street from it, It's just that to me is the most exciting part is, you know, those stages of life where people are going to raise yep. kids, you know, you're going to have good times and bad times. And to be able to help people navigate that, to help people find their first home or their dream home, you know, or open their first business or buy their first commercial building or, you know, any of those things. Like, I'm just so excited. Yeah. And, you know, it's all very new. I'm very early in the process. This is, you know, it's just we're a few days into it. But, you know, everyone at ERA has been so kind and, you know, really helpful in me coming on board. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of that team. I think that's going to give me a great opportunity to grow into this business and to learn it and develop it. And I'm just excited for the future.
Well, good for you. So we got you right out of the gate, and we're happy about that. And thanks for joining ERA and picking us as your group, because you have a lot of friends there. And as I said, I was talking to Leah Genacopoulos, who's one of our constants on the show. We were talking about you and how cool it would be. And Sunita and I had been texting the other day back and forth about you, and I just think it's great. So I wish you all the best. I hope one of these days we'll have a deal together, Micah, and we'll see what happens when I tiptoe back in a little more than my referring part right now. So
I wish you
the best. Yes. And
thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And my love to Lauren and anyone, go over and see.
Absolutely.
Stop in at Lavish, stop in at the Drip Bar, or give Mike a call. How can anyone get in touch with you if they need to?
So I'm all over social media. I'm one of those early adapters to social media. So Instagram, Facebook, they're all just my name, Michael Woodard. And you can find me there. I'm still establishing phone numbers and emails through ERA. But the easiest way, if you want to go find me on social media, that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. It's just my name, Michael Woodard, and I'll respond.
Great. Well, we thank you for being part of the show today. I look forward to seeing you soon. And we will be right back, Julie, we'll be right back with our good friend Kelly Laird from Fidelity Bank. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie DeAmmo of Julie DeAmmo Communications. Jewel, tell everybody what you do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing in northeastern PA and beyond. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedemmel.com.
Okay, Jewel, and with us is our sponsor for the month from Fidelity Bank, the lovely and talented Miss Kelly Doherty Laird. Kelly with an E-Y and not just a plain old Y. And it's funny because when I put your name into search, if I don't forget the Y, the E, it comes right up with all the other Kellys I know that are spelled with no E, Kel. So just so you know, you're unique and set apart, which I love.
Well,
Kelly
thank you.
You're welcome. She is the branch manager and what's your title, honey?
Assistant Vice President.
Assistant, I knew it. I was going to say an AVP, baby.
Yes.
For Fidelity Bank, and you can find Kelly at the location on. Is it still the Financial Center? Considered that.
Yes, the Financial Center North Washington Ave.
Yep, and the 300 block of North Washington, and you can peek in the window at her sometimes too, which I sometimes wave to her. And right around the corner, right behind you is Mr. Bowles, who's always sitting there. Sometimes the wild times of the day and night, Kelly.
Yes, always.
He works hard, that guy. So we are talking. Yeah, he really does. And I wanted to start before we get into the banking end of things, because there's some promotions coming up, some special deals that Fidelity's offering. But I want to talk a little bit about, just to follow up on the ICE Festival, which Julie and I have spoken about earlier, but I just want to say, because Kelly was on the committee and did a fine job, and I sort of shirked my responsibility at the very end when I was on the red carpet, and then, as I mentioned, Kelly picked up the rear on that one for me. But Kel, you were on the committee. It's always a long process, but what do you feel, how do you feel festival went last weekend, even though we had that snowstorm? How do you feel everything went?
The festival was wonderful. The energy you felt downtown throughout the entire weekend was just fantastic. I know businesses were packed, and they're thrilled with the results that they saw. It's nice that this year, while it was cold, at least the weather held up so the ice lasted, which was always good. And even with Sunday, we were able to pivot. I was in charge of entertainment on our committee, so we were able to pivot and kind of relocate our entertainment instead of being outdoors. They went into different businesses around town and performed for people inside. So it was a nice way to still stay involved for that last day of the festival.
Well, that's good. You always have to be on your toes, just because you're a ballerina, but because you do. You have to know what to do. And like you said, a quick pivot sometimes happens, and you better be prepared for it. So, but I think everyone seemed to be, you know, we got that lovely email from Rhonda. She and Tony, Rhonda Beamer and Tony Bartocci chaired the event, and lovely note of thanks from Rhonda, you know, lickety split on Monday. So I think they were very happy. I did not speak with Leslie yet, but thank you from one board member to another of Scranton Tomorrow. Thanks for helping and for being part of it, because I know it's a tough gig, and it's during Christmas and the whole, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. So
it is, yeah.
Hats off.
But I'm glad it was successful and it was fun. So
yes, it was. And Broadway's and the Little Wild Refillery are still going strong over there. When I was there,
they are. They look great.
Yeah. So Kelly, talk a little bit, if you would, about Fidelity. What's going on with that wonderful bank? By the way, before we say that, I saw you yesterday, as you know. Well, you saw me too, so it's not like I have to point that out. But we were at the beautiful office in Dunmore, which I just think is great to have the coffee shop and little, you know, you can get food. And it's just so neat to have that. It's just a good feeling. It kind of lowers your, you know, going into a bank sometimes can be a little nerve-wracking, especially if it's for certain things that you need. And you go in there and you look at that, and it just feels like you're right at home. We had our pictures, and I know many others did, for the EITC funding through Fidelity. We went for on behalf of Broadway Theater, Dr. Catherine Cullen and Frank Blasi and I. And so it's just such a beautiful location, Kelly. The remodeling is really great, and I got to see Dragon, and I was so happy being there because you just felt the rooms that you can use. I think that's so important for people to know that that's available, and how many people go in on a Saturday morning, they're not going to work, they go in, read the paper, hang out, have coffee, have something to eat, socialize in the summer. Do you have, like, tables with umbrellas outside?
Yeah, they put tables and umbrellas outside and everything, too, and it's nice. It really takes the phrase community bank to a whole new level. So we really are there for our community to allow them to come in. I mean, there was a knitting circle yesterday all morning.
Aww.
That was just sitting in the lobby knitting. They were, like, my favorite thing in the whole world.
Oh, my God. See, that's, again, all of those things that lower the craziness, lower your blood pressure, your anxiety, and to see, even just seeing that would take you to a different thought, because it's like, oh my God, these ladies and men, I don't know if they're men, but I'm just going to give credit to both, sitting there doing I love anything to do with embroidery. As a matter of fact, I got a new kit. I'm going to start again. Anything, knitting, crocheting, it's wonderful. So that's really cool. Thanks for telling us that, Kel. That's great.
Of course.
So what about what's happening over there with these promotions?
Yes, so we have two really great promotions, one on the personal side and one on the business. So our personal promotion is anyone who brings, we call it new money, into the bank, so money that's not currently on deposit at Fidelity. So if you bring at least $50,000 and keep it in an account for 90 days, we'll give you $750, just like that, the day after the 90 days ends. So all you have to do is move the money here, and it gets put right in your account.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's perfect. And what about the
business
side? That's
the easy one. So the business one is talking more about our credit card processing. So Fidelity does offer credit card processing to our business clients. And our current promotion is allowing them, if they switch to us and start processing credit cards, you can get up to $300 additional after processing for 45 days with us.
Yeah, and that's not, we had Sharon on a few, well, I think she was on last month.
I think so too,
Julie,
yeah.
Yeah, and she was talking about the merchant services, and that's one of my, and I told her that's one of my favorite things in the banking world, because what it can do for you and your business is tremendous. And even though there's so many changes with, you know, end users being up, you know, uploaded to the charge mm-hmm. that people have to do for you, it's such a convenience for people, because that's what everybody lives by now, Cal. I mean, not
exactly.
Now, it's been going on, but like everyone is debit or credit, or it's just easier to carry. I mean, for God's sakes, you wear a pair of leggings, there's room to slide your credit card in there. So
exactly.
It's it or your debit. That's really, I mean, you're out running, you have room for your phone and that, and it's perfect. So what do you think about
and what I love about our merchant service people here is,
yeah.
I'm sorry, is that are willing to work with anyone. It's to the point where they will try to save you money wherever they can. And if they can, the clients are happy. If they can't, no hard feelings. But they will work
right.
to do everything they can to make the client as happy as possible. And it's just amazing to work with them.
Yeah, Sharon was speaking very highly of the department and how you know, helpful and kind, and even just, which I really like, it's just like what you can say to anyone in stores or anything else. And I said mm-hmm. this to Kellyanne Carey, and I told her that Nada Gilmartin says this all the time, and I was talking to Jen Saunders the other day. And
yeah.
they said, just come in. Come in and see what
mm-hmm.
we have. You don't always have to buy. Let's see what we have. The same thing with the bank. Call and
exactly.
see what they can do for you. It doesn't mean you have to switch. It doesn't mean, okay, I'm signing on the dotted line. See what it is they can do, what they possibly can save you, because that's the important, knowledge is power. So how do you know
it
what it's going to cost now, or what it may or may not cost you? But, Kelly, one thing I want to ask on that. How labor intense is moving your credit? Like, what is there, time delay? Is it an instant kind of thing? Or do you not know that question? I should have asked Sharon that too, because
no, I do.
What does that look like? Okay, go ahead. Tell us what that would look like.
With you move forward to process your credit cards through Fidelity, there's like a contract process. But once you're approved, the machine gets shipped to you, and then one of our merchant reps comes out, and it's basically plug and play. They will plug it in, get you set up, teach you how to use it, and you could start processing within 10 minutes. It is very easy, which is nice.
So do they go from their old user to you in an instant once the machine comes and the plug-in happens?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, once it's plugged in and they know how to use it, it is activated and ready to go.
Wow, yeah. And as far as the training on that one, I assume when whoever goes over from the bank to help, they go over everything with everyone who's going to use it. Okay. And then there's, I'm sure, a helpline in case there's any issues that you can call.
There is.
But
also, if there's any issues, our reps are really great where they will go over to the business and help out before they have to get the helpline involved, unless they need someone from the credit card processing company, but they're at your beck and call. They're wonderful.
I love it. And then the other part with the deposit. So if you have money where you have that, you know, a chunk of cash that you can move from one bank to another, at the end of 30
mm-hmm.
days, you will get $700 deposited right back into that same account. Is that how it goes? An automatic deposit?
90 days, but yes, it will be an automatic deposit.
Yes.
You have to just maintain the balance of the $50,000 that you put in for those 90 days.
Yep.
And then it's automatically $750.
And then in 90 days, which is roughly 3 months, you can determine, and that's a good way to see how, you know, the relationship you can have with the folks at Fidelity Bank by doing that
exactly.
and knowing what they're like and hoping then you stay on and it was worth that because you were wherever it was before and you can get a little more cash on that. That's a good idea. So we hope that everybody takes advantage of one or the other of these promotions that Fidelity has. How long are the promotions for, Kel?
They go until, I can tell you in just 1 second, because of course they don't have that in front of me.
That's okay. But no one's going to, well, then again, you're going to want the money if you bring it over, but.
So it is until March 7th.
March 7th. So you have some time. And then you just go into any of the banks, Kelly. How many branches do you have now?
21, including Luther and down in Northampton County.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great. That's great. Okay, we'll see if they can help you with any of those needs. And if you want to talk to Kelly or come and see her, Kel, how can they get in touch with you directly?
They can call me directly at the branch at 570-504-8081 or just stop in on North Washington Ave and ask for me.
There you go. All right. Well, Kel, thank you so much, honey.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And give everyone the address, the email address to the website.
So the website is bank@fidelity.com.
There you go. Well, Kelly, thank you. We appreciate you being on with us today, and we appreciate everyone listening. We hope you have a really good weekend. It's starting to warm out. It's downright balmy coming up, so the weather will be. So let's keep a good thought for spring and move forward. So thanks, everybody. See you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.